here's a story from The World.
Let the bodies pile high in their thousands. Not the kind of words you expect from a world leader during a pandemic, but several media outlets in the UK claim that's exactly what British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said last October when he objected to calls for another nationwide lockdown. He claims not to have said it. As The World's Orla Barry reports from London, it's not the only thing the Prime Minister is denying this week.
Boris Johnson has always been known for his colourful turn of phrase and his ability to put his foot in it. His usual defence strategy is to deflect attention and laugh it all off. This week, though, nobody's laughing.
I find it repellent, that comment, absolutely repellent. The Prime Minister, the leader of this country, the man who makes all of the decisions, expressed a desire to see the bodies piled high in their thousands.
James O'Brien is a talk show host on the UK radio station LBC. And for once, all of British media seems to be in agreement. The comment is indefensible. Boris Johnson's defence, he says he didn't say it. Here he is in Parliament on Wednesday, responding to Labour Party leader Keir Starmer.
No, Mr. Speaker, and I think what I think the Right Honourable Gentleman is a lawyer, I'm given to understand. I think that if he's going to repeat allegations like that, he should come to this House and substantiate those allegations and say where he heard them and who exactly is supposed to have said those things, Mr. Speaker.
But the Prime Minister's denial hasn't quashed the story. Suzanne Franks is Professor of Journalism at City University of London.
It's fairly unusual to get something as extreme and volatile as this, where you get particularly the mainstream broadcasters piling in like that. So one can only conclude that they are incredibly confident in their sources.
For some, this alleged comment by Boris Johnson seems especially cruel.
I just felt deeply offended and just hurt that the leader of our country could have said that.
This is Fran Hall. Her husband Steve died from COVID-19 last October.
Steve had been my partner for 11 years and we got married in September last year. And what we didn't realise was that he had actually contracted COVID and was positive at the time of our wedding, and he became ill the following day. And he got iller over the next week and had to go to hospital, and he died 3 weeks after we got married.
Hall is with the campaign group called COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice. They're demanding a public inquiry into Johnson's handling of the pandemic. But his government says now is not the time for such an investigation. Instead, officials are pointing to the success of Britain's vaccination rollout. And it seems the majority of the public agrees. Professor Suzanne Frank says Johnson appears almost untouchable.
Somehow nothing is quite shocking. It's very, very, very similar to Trump. You know, I'm always reminded of the comment that Trump made, you know, I could go onto Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I'd, you know, people would still vote for me. There's also an element of that with Boris Johnson.
What the Prime Minister did or didn't say isn't Johnson's only headache right now. Rumours have been circling for weeks that the Prime Minister used political donations to renovate his Downing Street flat, rumoured to have cost more than $250,000. His former political adviser, Dominic Cummings, has come out of the woodwork to add to the intrigue. Cummings had a bitter falling out with Johnson last year. In a recent blog post, the disaffected adviser wrote that the Prime Minister did plan to have donors secretly pay for the renovations. Matthew Flinders, politics professor at Sheffield University, says making an enemy of Cummings is not a clever move.
If you were a prime minister and you wanted to decide to make your life as difficult as it possibly could be, then poking the wasp's nest, which is Dominic Cummings, is probably the way to do it.
Now there's an official investigation being launched into the refurbishment saga. Still, Professor Flinders says he's not sure the British public is all that bothered by this either.
This is an issue which is big if you're based in Westminster or if you're a professor of politics like me. To the average man or woman in Cornwall or Corby or Scotland or Scunthorpe, they're not really that interested. But what they are essentially going to be fixed on is, can Boris Johnson make their lives different?
And that question might be answered next week. Local and regional elections are being held across Britain. It's a chance for the public to decide if Boris Johnson's party is living up to its promises, or if allegations of corruption and sleaze against the party leader might finally be taking a toll. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.